So before Caroline decides to reveal to the entire world exactly what I'm wearing during this broadcast, welcome along to the Bugcast Napod Pomo series. Today is November the 20th. Make that intro shorter when I said I was going to. Anyway, it is Saturday the 20th of November, and you are listening to day 20 of Napod Pomo. Are you going to accuse me of lying?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's actually Friday the 19th.
Yeah.
Well, everybody else knows that.
Being called a cheater in the chat room as well.
Why am I being called a... Oh, shut up. John the nice guy in the chat room is trying to say that it is the 19th. Well, it is the 19th, but by the time this comes out, it will be the 20th. It's called pre-recording.
And you're having a go at me for potentially counting my word count over two different stories.
When you're supposed to be writing a story for Napod Poem, NaNoWriMo, yes.
You have to write 50,000 words or more within the month of November.
But you said you weren't going to be one of those ones that typed in into a WordPress, hello, this is a line of text, and then copy and paste it 50,000 times.
I'm not, it's just that I'm working on two different stories.
Yes. Anyway, welcome one and all. Thank you very much for coming along. we have got Caroline here with us. She's going to give a kind of update on her NaNoWriMo. I've got lots and lots of feedback, and also a discussion point to have with regard to these Napod Pomo shows. We'll start with our bedding music, Matt Stevens' Dollhouse, mattstevensguitar.com to find out more about him. Sorry, I'm being distracted by people talking in the chat room. Hi, everybody in the chat room. Thank you very much indeed for sticking around after the Bugcast broadcast. Right. Okay, then, Caroline, do you want to give people an update on where you are with your Napod poem? Yeah, NaNoWriMo.
My word count hasn't changed because I've been a bit busy this week. But I've also been working on a different project as well, which I was starting to fall behind on. So although I haven't done any words on my NaNoWriMo, I've done around about 10,000 words on this other project. So, swings and roundabouts.
You know my feelings.
Just where
on
my
that.
Mind is at the moment. I'm trying to keep up with two different projects, which is...
Why though? Why have you diverted onto this Big Bang Twilight thingy when
you're...
Well,
I started that first, and then I was...
Is there a deadline for the Big Bang Twilight thing?
Yeah, it's in December, but I need to do some work on it, otherwise I'm going to fall really behind.
But you need to do work on NaNoWriMo,
yes.
Otherwise you're going to fall
but
very much behind.
But my mind started to work on the other storyline, which I couldn't shake away. So, yes.
Okay. So, based on that idea then, based on the combined word count of the two stories, bearing in mind I think you still have 2480 on your NaNoWriMo. What's
2840.
Sorry, 2840, I apologise. So what is your combined word count with the Big Bang?
Probably about 33-34.
Which is exactly where you should be at this point anyway.
But I wouldn't count all the words from the Big Bang because some of them were done prior to November.
But you're allowed to use...
You can do outlines, but you can't use
actually, there's a case in point, actually, because doesn't NaNoWriMo have to be a brand new story? So if you have started writing some of the stuff beforehand, then surely that story in itself doesn't qualify for the project.
I would say anything that I did beforehand didn't qualify, but not potentially. I don't know, I'm just saying, we'll see.
Anyway, you are still writing, though. That's the most important part of it, which is really good. So you don't have anything to report on the actual NaNoWriMo story at this stage?
No.
Any progress and changes and advancements in the storyline?
It's got to a stage where the central character has just been summoned into his boss's office after not being sure what he'd seen before, whether it was real or not. But things in the office are going to start to sound very familiar. Start to worry him a little bit. And start to think that maybe what he did experience was real after all.
Yeah. Lots of people listening to this want to read this story. So hopefully that will...
Yes.
Goad you on a bit.
Because the Twilight Project was actually a rewriting of Twilight called Altlight, where a different character was the main... Two different characters are the main ones. So that's where that one was going. Isn't for the show, it's just for you.
Thank you very much. So will you come back again in a week's time and give us another update?
Yes, which hopefully will be much more near its completion.
No, that's fair enough. Good. Well, at least you haven't lost it. That's the most important thing, because I know you were saying last week that that last year when you tried to do it, you got to a certain point, burnt out, and just dropped the ball completely.
I've not burnt out, it's just that my head wasn't concentrating on that particular bit, and I was needing a bit of break. So, which is why I went on for tangent.
But like you said, you could a couple of sprints and you'll be back up to speed in no time.
Yeah.
But are you going to do that, or are you going to concentrate on the two parallel storylines?
No, I'm going to do a sprint to catch up on the NaNoWriMo. Yeah. I will mention, on my writing course last week, which I did after we recorded last week's show, we did a nice little interesting challenge. We were each given a book from a bag. I got given Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, which is the last Harry Potter book.
The one that's just about to be...
We were to read the first page, study it, make notes as to what we liked, what we didn't like, and then rewrite the first page. And then open it up to critique.
And I was rewrite told, the first page in such a way that it will automatically fit into the second page that's already been written.
Yes.
So you're changing the approach to then go into the story as it currently sits.
Yes, but I... See, some of them tried to rewrite it completely and really struggled, but I didn't, because J.K. Rowling, by the time the seventh book came out, I think people would have read it no matter how good the quality of the writing was. And there were a few little things that grammatically stood out and storyline stood out that I didn't like, but because I've been so involved in the story, I read it. So the changes that I did weren't as major, but on that first page of the last book, it shows these two men appearing in an alley, and one's identified as Snape straight away, and then the other one's identified later on. I spun that on its head and identified the lesser of the two and left the identification of Snape till much later on in the page. Plus, on the page, they hear a noise. They've readied their wand, and it's just some sort of peacock or something. Okay. I rewrote it so that the end of that page was they heard a rustle, and Yaxley took out his wand and pointed it over Servius Snape's head, because that was the first time you realised that second person was Servius Snape, which I think would make me want to turn the page more because you don't know what the noise was and you've just found out that Snape is one of the two people involved. Apparently they thought my way of doing it was better.
But that's assuming that you already know the storyline. If you're coming into the Deathly Hallows as a standalone book, as opposed to the sixth in a series of books, six, then that may not have the same effect.
Possibly. But it was a bit of fun. It was quite an interesting concept, though, trying to rewrite the first page of an established book.
One of the dangers of broadcasting this and streaming it live is that people are very quick to correct you on your mistakes. It's not Servius, it's Severus. Thank you, James. Right, okay.
I will consider myself corrected.
Indeed.
Anyway, I'm going to leave you for the rest of your show.
Well, thank you very much indeed for being here.
But when you do debate Yes. Is this going to be you wanting to do a solo thing?
Not necessarily. As solo as this is. But that depends on whether you're going to be getting up at 5:30 in the morning or not.
Not likely, bloody. Rearrange.
Anyway.
But it doesn't have to be at 5:30 in the morning, does it, dear? It could be like little last minute at night slots.
It could be, but that never works.
Assuming you want me, that is. Ooh, he's not sure if he wants me.
Well, I was looking to continue the morning Napod Pomo shows, or the considering the possibility of doing it. It may be impractical. I may not be able to do it. But we're never going to get a situation where we can both be in the same place at the same time every single day. Or you can do what you were going to do and start your own podcast. You had plans for that. She's gone off in a huff. I didn't say that. Right, we're boring our listeners. Right, so we have had some feedback. Napod Pomo. 4 hours, 52 minutes and 3 seconds so far. I've just been plunged into darkness. That's nice. She blows out my candles and then takes my light away.
Can I make sure that I will plug in this in? I won't be taking the tools.
Yeah, please
out,
do.
So.
Please do not unplug the wireless router. Put some light on the subject. Yes, is the total of a number of hours I have recorded for Napod Pomo so far this month, which I'm really very, very chuffed about. It's really good stuff, and I've had some phenomenal feedback from you guys, from the listeners, about the Napod Pomo shows, not least of which, as I mentioned in the main podcast show, from Jonathan TCPO, the currently podcastless one. And he dropped a couple of comments over the weeks. What's up with you? It's because we've eaten. We've cooked. And he sent me an email yesterday. Well, Thursday, in fact. After listening to Napod Pomo number 18. And on the subject of porridge, he argues that some porridge fans would say that water and salt is the correct way of making porridge, which I think is probably correct, but it's absolutely disgusting. Milk and lashings of golden syrup for me, says Jonathan, but then again, he's got a sweet tooth. Right. Nice track today, he said. Nice bit of happy piano, which I think was the Bill Sound Scientist track. But that usually refers to any 90s dance music, but that was definitely happy music. Don't mix pinotage and porridge, he says. I don't think that would work well for Napod Pomo. Then he asks, are you going to be announcing details of the Bugcast support group so we can survive going cold turkey in December? The Bugcast Anonymous, if you will. So it was kind of that that started off the question about, are you making as much noise as you can? She's ignoring me now. Started asking the question about whether we will be continuing the morning shows or even the daily shows, whether there was a demand for it, whether there's even a purpose for it. So I really would like to know what your feelings are about it. Roe from Dark Compass also dropped an email to me yesterday saying, Napod Pomo morning. I'm really enjoying these. The iPhone is syncing them up and I'm listening to them as I walk to work with a coffee from the local shop, and it's certainly starting my day right. Again, something else that's making me think that could this be a daily thing? I don't know. Let me know what your thoughts are. Ooh, I've just been given something. Oh, thank you very much. Malt loaf. Right, we're going to play our track. Sorry?
Low in fat.
Low in fat.
Low in fat.
Low in fat, yes.
Probably high in everything else.
Well, yeah, exactly. Of course it is. Be high in sugar and yucky and Yes. Right, so, yeah, play our track for the day. Now, this track here is by a lass called Alison Tartaglia and is called Let It Go.
People tell me I read too much into things. People tell me I'm just saying drills of the things you do, do, do. And let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it. People tell me drunk words can't hold water. But I know that is when I speak the truth. So trip on sober. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it. Sick eyes, never just a yes and guy. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it.
Alison Tartaglia there with Let It Go. I definitely felt a Tori Amos vibe in that track, most definitely. AlisonTartaglia.com, AlisonTartaglia.com. Links will be in the show notes, as always. Thank you very much indeed for hanging around. Have a great Saturday and enjoy the rest of your weekend if we don't speak again during the weekend. So until next time, take care. See ya.